When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, Matt, so as part of this series, we always ask our guests what their favourite sports book is. You've chosen Dark Trade by Don McRae. So what is it about that book in particular that resonates with you?
I suppose the fact that I absolutely loved it and was completely hooked on it, despite not really liking boxing or having any particular interest in boxing. I think I'm like a lot of people who will tune in, you know, be desperately looking for a stream for one fight every year, then not have any interest and then go back to it the following year. Dark Trade, I think, is a prime example of what I think sports writing should strive to be in a lot of cases, which is a form of writing that uses sport to reveal different things like the human condition, societal issues, or whatever it may be. And I think Dark Trade is absolutely amazing at using sport as a way to look into the characters and the personalities of these boxers who are just absolutely fascinating. Because I think in order to get into a boxing ring and dedicate your life to that, you have to be, I don't know what you have, but you have to have something. So from that starting point, I think you're dealing with interesting people. And then the access that Don McRae has on top of that is just absolutely brilliant, particularly with James Toney, I think, was the boxer that he spent the most time with and got to know his family and became almost part of his inner circle during a specific time in his career. So I think in terms of access, it's probably one of the best sports books I've come across. And what I also liked was that I felt there was just the right amount of Don McRae in the book, in the sense that it's clear that he's present in these situations and he adds his own voice and his own observations, which I think is important, because I think it's important to acknowledge your role as the writer in shaping not just the text, but also the interviews and the situations that you're describing. You're both documenting those and helping to form them. So I think it's important to, you know, have a certain amount of yourself coming through, but not too much. And I think he just gets that balance absolutely perfect, and that was what I strived to achieve as well in Against the Elements, that kind of balance of my being present there but not being overbearing.
In terms of the access, and you know, Don sitting in front of Mike Tyson and Eubank and Ben and Michael Watson and Holyfield and all these great names and James Toney, the thing that struck me was that you have to have a bit of character to sit in front of these guys and ask them some of the questions that he asks them as well. And I think there's certain points in the book where he describes his emotions, and sometimes he's quite fearful of sitting in front of Mike Tyson and asking him a certain question, and he's not afraid to admit that. He'll put that, you know, I don't think he over eggs it like you're saying, but it does give you an insight into the creative process when he lays it out like that, and you think, I don't know if I would like to sit in front of Mike Tyson and ask him that question.
But I think that in turn reveals a lot about the boxers, because it reveals that something about how they're willing to accept someone once they've passed a trust or respect threshold, so to speak. McRae, I think he talked a lot about his upbringing in South Africa at a time when apartheid was still in place, and how you know, boxing intertwined with that. And I think he mentions how he used that to speak to these boxers who were mainly, if not all, black men. And that was interesting about how he, I don't know, maybe he humanised himself to them by discussing that and therefore allowed himself to get the access that he otherwise wouldn't have done.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.